Have you ever heard of Prophet Noah before?
I have.
The first time when my father took me on a ship, he told the story of Prophet Noah. He mentioned his ship and the animals on it. My mum told me that she's going to tell me about Prophet Noah tonight. Suddenly I remembered the day I boarded the ship with my father. I had enjoyed what I listened to so much that day that I remember it just like it was yesterday. If you're as curious as I, then let's listen to my mum together. Allah sent Prophet Noah to a tribe worshipping idols. The people in that tribe used to make idols with their own hands. Then they used to worship them, calling them different names. They were very ignorant indeed. They didn't know that Allah sent the rain and that it was He that raised the plants. They didn't know that Allah protected us from all evils either. They thought that the idols did all these. Allah sent Prophet Noah to teach his people the truth. He was truly a great teacher. He used to tell what he knew so nicely. First of all, Prophet Noah told his people that there is no God but Allah. Then he mentioned the blessings he gave to mankind. Allah made the night so that we can rest. The moon and the stars enlighten us while we are resting. He made the daytime so that we can work. The sun works too, just as we work. It heats our world. Prophet Noah also told how we can earn Allah's love. He said, "When we help the needy, feed the hungry, and clothe the naked, He will love us more dearly. He will reward us generously." The people listened to Prophet Noah in surprise. Unfortunately, most of them didn't believe him. They continued to worship the idols and treat the poor badly. Some of them believed in Prophet Noah right there and then, but most of the believers were poor. Because of this, the unbelievers made fun of him. "Oh Noah, we won't believe you. You are with the poor. How can we be together with them? Are we their equals?" they said. One day, Allah told Prophet Noah that there would be a great flood. It would rain a lot and everywhere would be covered with water. Allah ordered Prophet Noah to make a ship. The believers and a pair of each animal would embark on this vessel. But how would Prophet Noah build a ship? He knew nothing about shipbuilding. Well, Allah taught him how to build a ship. He worked hard and made a very nice ship indeed. He did not forget the animals, of course. There were both cats and dogs, animals and crocodiles among those animals. They all lined up without fighting. Indeed, they were very well behaved. Before long, the water covered everywhere. It rained so much that the lakes and seas had become one. The unbelievers and evildoers drowned in the flood. What about the believers? Of course, they were safe and sound. Prophet Noah's ship did not sink. The rain stopped. The waters withdrew. Allah protected the ones who believed in Him. The ship stood on top of a great hill. One by one, the travelers left the ship. They were so happy. They were so thankful to Allah because He had protected them.